Greetings, everyone. This is Mr. Fresh. Welcome to episode 18 of Tech Times. This is truly a mobile podcast because I'm on the road right now. And I just finished listening to a newscast on NPR that is about a subject that's not new, but the iPhone 5S has brought this out tremendously since it released with its Touch ID password authentication system on the phone. So this episode is about biometric tech and biometric security. The Touch ID system on the iPhone S is frankly pretty slick. I like it. I still have an iPhone 4S, which I don't plan on upgrading to a more recent iPhone anytime in the near future, only because, number one, the iPhone 4S works great for me. Number two, I have a lunatic tactic case wrapped around it, which I initially purchased as part of a Kickstarter campaign, and I am in total love with the case. It has Gorilla Glass on top of it, and I have no fear of dropping this phone and worrying about it, the screen getting cracked or anything, any other surrounding aspects of the phone being damaged. It's a really, really good case. And because I paid, I think the Kickstarter price ended up being $75, and I ended up getting the Gorilla Glass extra on the phone because they shipped later than they expected. But I digress. Biometric security. The Touch ID fingerprint system on the iPhone 5S is not anything new. The Motorola Atrix, I believe it is, in 2011, had the same type of technology, but unfortunately it failed by leaps and bounds. So it's something that at least I didn't know about until I did some research on it. But nevertheless, biometric security is here. We've all seen science fiction movies with retina scans and fingerprint scans or what have you, so it's not anything that's groundbreakingly new, if you will, but this particular newscast happened to survey a bunch of people, I think, who lived in Berkeley, and they all gave their thoughts, at least this subset of people gave their thoughts on biometric security, and most of them did not care for biometric security too much, because probably it's something that's brand new, it's something that may be more sci-fi still than anything else, although we do have simpler forms of biometric security when you call in and get your balance from your bank, or you get your balance on your credit card, or, you know, a number of similar issues where you're actually talking to in lieu of punching in numeric data or other types of data to receive information that you want to receive remotely over the phone. So it's nothing new, but still there are some people who are not too up on biometric data or don't favor it per se. An interesting argument by one of the gentlemen on the newscast, and I will try to see if I can locate it, find a link and locate it, and post the link, I should say, to my ADN post, Hashpan post, so you can refer to that. But the argument against, at least this gentleman, had an argument against biometric data, and that is that he feels that passwords and PINs will be around for a long time. They're durable. No one can read the mind as of yet. So on one hand, even though a great deal of people practice poor password security, your mind cannot be read. So you at least keep that data locked in your head. That is, if you can remember it. As opposed to biometric data, let's take fingerprinting, for example, or Touch ID. There's been a lot of jokes circulating about that as well. If you have an issue with your fingerprint not being recognized by your mobile device, in this case the iPhone 5S, how do you reset that? There's some other issues where there was a specific hack, so to speak, on the Touch ID biometric system on the iPhone 5S, where one was able to duplicate someone's fingerprint. as well. So anyway, biometric security is here to stay. It's only going to advance, obviously. And as I always close out my ADN cast, my ADN podcast, what are your thoughts on biometric security? Me, I'm from the old school, and although it's always requested or recommended that you use a different password and a different login username if necessary for various accounts, I do that. I actually have a encrypted Excel file that has all my login information to various accounts. And right now, the last count was about 150 different accounts. Probably 80% of them have different passwords and different usernames, because I am kind of anal about that. Strong password use in terms of capital letters, numerics, special characters. I employ those in all my accounts. And I've never, in the history of using social media since 2000, I've never had an account hacked at all. So I think that says a lot about the password and the PIN. I recently saw something about someone hacking the CAPTCHA system as well. I think it was a story in Wired. So nothing's foolproof, nothing's breakproof, so to speak. But again, your thoughts on biometric security. Are you old school, or are you a fan of the current technology, the current evolving technology of biometric security? Anyway, I'm almost at my destination. This is probably one of the longer ADN casts, but I hope you enjoy it as well. Again, this is episode 17 of Tech Times. Take care. Talk to you soon.